So some of you probably already know, I've decided to leave Facebook and Instagram. Now, the main reasons are because they're both very buggy and I'm constantly having issues with them, and it's been happening since I've been on it. So I've just decided to stop using it so that I don't have to encounter that. There's also Reels, which are quite frustrating, basically short 30-second to a minute clips. What is supposed to be funny, but I personally don't find them funny, and I find them boring and frustrating, and I just don't want to see them. Constantly been forced to see them in my feed, which wasn't interested, so they got quite frustrating. They also tend to take things down, even if they don't need to be taken down. Got quite a few examples of this that I can provide, screenshots, just silly little things that really don't need to be taken down. Way too much censorship. And so basically, I now have moved over to Twitter because I much prefer it. I've been using it for probably a month now properly. There's a good tech community on there, and obviously they're not as strict, and you can talk about whatever you want and it'll strike a conversation, which doesn't tend to happen on Facebook. I feel like there's more of a substantial reason that a post needs to exist on Facebook, whereas Twitter seems more casual. The Facebook groups and pages that I've got have been transferred to new owners, including the applecommunity.net website. That's no longer in my hands, and I wish to have nothing to do with these anymore. And I will choose to deactivate my account instead of deleting it, just in case I ever need to get back into it to restore any posts or look at a post what someone's told me about elsewhere. Obviously, I've still got campaign pages on Facebook, so that's why the account stays deactivated, so that I can get back to those if I need to. I've got other Instagram accounts as well, which I will need to maintain related to my campaign accounts. So obviously I need to keep the Instagram app installed to look after those. I will keep using Messenger because I use that to contact people. It's my main point of contact. Twitter's great for messaging, but it doesn't have half of the features. And obviously it's in the same app, so I could miss messages as it'll get muddled up with the rest of my notifications. And I've updated the social links on my website as well to reflect these new changes. So yeah, feel free to follow me on Twitter. If you've got any questions, please send me an email. I'll get back to you.